You're listening to The Voyager in association with Turkish Airlines on Monocle 24.
Hello and welcome to The Voyager on Monocle 24, Monocle's travel show spotlighting outposts of opportunity for business, pleasure and inspiration all around the world. I'm Steve Bloomfield. This week, we're heading to Sao Paulo, where your guide is Monocle's correspondent in the city, Sheena Rossiter.
Welcome to Sao Paulo, Brazil's largest city. Sampa, as Sao Paulo is more commonly known, doesn't look like your typical Brazilian postcard. Instead of turquoise blue waters and golden sand beaches, Sao Paulo is gray, with its reinforced concrete high-rises as far as the eye can see, and nearly the only sounds you'll hear on these streets is the sound of car horns honking when you're stuck in miles upon miles of traffic. It's a city you love to hate at first, but then you learn to love it. And with just over 11 million people in the city proper and around 20 million in the greater metropolitan area, Sao Paulo never seems to stop. So let's go explore. We're going to make a pit stop in Liberdade, a great place to get sushi. Sushi is popular in Sao Paulo thanks to its Japanese community, the largest in the world outside of Japan. In fact, Sao Paulo's Lebanese and Italian diasporas are also the largest in the world, which has made for a diverse and eclectic food scene, comfortably making the city the restaurant capital of Brazil, with hundreds, if not thousands, of options to choose from. All right, now that the sushi will tide me over for a little bit, let's head to our next stop, City Hall, just a few metro stops away. Getting around Sao Paulo is a lot easier than it used to be. The metro and urban train systems are amongst Latin America's most developed and modern, having just added a monorail to make for a dozen lines. New technology, like here on the Yellow Line, even use state-of-the-art driverless trains. The bus system, too, has expanded under current mayor Fernando Haddad, with an additional 460 kilometers of lanes just for buses, which helped the city earn the Sustainable Transportation Award in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. But cycling is now proving to be one of the better ways to get around this tropical city after 150 kilometers of cycle lanes were added to the streets this year, which is expected to be 400 kilometers by the year's end. RO27 is the first bike cafe in Brazil since opening its doors in June 2013. A small part of a bigger picture in Sao Paulo's urban transformation.
I'm Fabio Samori from Sao Paulo, naturally from Sao Paulo. I'm the businessman in front of RO27 Bike Cafe. RO27 is a multi-service place where we have a small library, a cafe itself, a bicycle shop, and also what we call park and shower system, which is a parking area for bicycles and showers and dressing rooms for people who comes by bicycle to the region to work or to get a tube to get work. We think that we are helping to create a better city to the citizens, to use the city in a different way. Palestinians are very used to get in the cars and just drive and stay in the traffic jams for 1.5, 2 hours to to run something like 15 kilometers or something like that. No one can believe that it's happening now. We thought that will happen, but in a future, in a distant future. So creating 400 kilometers of cycleways in São Paulo is kind of a revolution. And of course, the number of bicycles in the streets increased exponentially, and it's been very, very good to live in a time like that. You know, São Paulo is rethinking the way of transportation.
Vou dizer, fé em Deus que ele é justo. Ei, irmão, nunca se esqueça da guarda guerreiro. Levanta a cabeça.
Here in the bohemian neighborhood of Vila Madalena, it's the place to see street art, especially here in Beco do Batman. Batman Alley, which is lined with buildings floor to rooftop covered with art. Lots of the street art in public spaces is thanks to the work of Instituto Choque Cultural over the past decade. Here's the founder, Baixo Ribeiro.
Então, a nossa ideia desde o início foi criar...
Our idea from the start was to create a new space with art, both with the production and the creation, and create alternatives for the whole institution that is art, be it in school, be it museums, be it public art. We've given a lot of importance to public art to create new atmospheres to present art in public space, in common spaces in buildings, in institutional buildings that make up our city, and within the city itself with its own atmosphere.
Fazem parte da nossa cidade e da própria cidade como um ambiente propício.
Choque Cultural has replicated so-called graffiti alleys all over the city, working as an intermediary between graffiti artists and City Hall to create the first open-air street art gallery, which commissioned graffiti artists to paint viaduct pillars between Metro Tietê and Santana on the city's north side, all of which still exist today.
Crescem muito rapidamente, né? Que se urbanizam de uma maneira.
It's good for everyone, Baixo tells me. This isn't just about individual expression, but we believe art is a voice for the community and it makes for better urban spaces, he says.
Vem convivendo com
Away from the city streets and into the art museums and galleries, Sao Paulo's art scene is thriving. Felipe Chaimovich, chief curator at the Sao Paulo Museum of Modern Art, explains the history.
The Modern Art Museum was founded in 1948 as part of the policy of the Cold War, and actually as part of the policy still of the Second World War, when Brazil was an ally with the United States. As part of the alliance in the cultural area, two museums of modern art were created in Brazil, following the model of the Museum of Modern Art of New York. The Museum of Modern Art of São Paulo was very successful right from the start, and in 1951 we founded the São Paulo Biennial.
And we'll be back to hear more from São Paulo's art scene right after this.
Pack your bags, get ready for takeoff, and let Turkish Airlines take you on a journey to more than 270 destinations in over 100 countries around the world, including Sao Paulo. Turkish flies there every day. With a fleet of more than 285 state-of-the-art aircraft, no destination is too far. Turkish Airlines, widen your world.
I'm here in Sao Paulo's Museum of Modern Art, MAM, with Felipe Chaimovich, chief curator of the Sao Paulo Museum of Modern Art, and he's telling me about the Brazilian modern art scene and the museum's exhibitions.
Its present collection is focused on Brazilian art in a broad sense, meaning that we also have non-Brazilian artists that produced in Brazil, as in a residence in Brazil, or that produce works that relate to Brazilian art. So we understand the goal of the museum as questioning what is Brazilian art today, what is modern art, and what is contemporary art, always in a very experimental way.
Here's Monocle's list of things to see and do while in Sao Paulo. Have a caipirinha at Frank Bar. Having a nice lime caipirinha is the best way to taste cachaça, the Brazilian alcohol that's extracted from sugarcane. Eat feijoada. Only served on Wednesdays and Saturdays in Sao Paulo, feijoada is Brazil's national dish. The Consulado Mineiro in Vila Madalena does one of the best takes on the dish. Go up one of the city center's skyscrapers. Edificio Italia, the Copan building, Edificio Martinelli, and the Banespa all offer 360-degree views that show the vastness that is Sao Paulo. Take a bike ride down Avenida Paulista. Check out the city's new bike lanes on one of Sao Paulo's busiest streets. Stop at MASP, Sao Paulo's art museum, to take advantage of the newly inaugurated 9 de Julho viewpoint. Take a stroll through Ibirapuera Park. The 2-square-kilometer park is also home to some of the city's best museums, like the Afro-Brazilian Museum and the Museum of Modern Art. Pan-Américas de Áfricas, utópicas, túmulo do samba mais possível, novo quilombo de zumbi, e os novos baianos passeiam na tua garoa. E novos baianos te podem curtir numa boa. Talking about Sao Paulo's quirky beauty wouldn't be complete without talking about food and how this city eats. For most Brazilians, no meal is complete without rice and beans. But with centuries of immigration from Portugal, Spain, Italy, Germany, Japan, Lebanon, and Syria, and more recent immigration from within Latin America, Africa, and Haiti, just to name a few, in central Sao Paulo, it's possible to find a Peruvian restaurant with a Senegalese or Italian restaurant blocks away. That's just an example. And here at Tubaina Bar, a bar that specializes in regional sodas from Brazil, located in the Baixo Augusta area, the melting pot that is Sao Paulo is reflected on the menu, something owner Veronica Guzieta knows all about.
Our specialty are the sodas, and the most soda producers are immigrants in Sao Paulo, and we work with the immigrants' culture of Sao Paulo, because Sao Paulo is a city of immigrants. And we have Arab cuisine and Italian cuisine and Peruvian, because I am Peruvian. Many dishes that have some influence from another country, because Sao Paulo is a multicultural city.
Not far away at Mercado Municipal, more popularly known as Mercadão, which roughly translates to big market, traditional Portuguese market food and simple cuisine is the main thoroughfare here. Bolinhos de bacalhau and massive mortadella sandwiches, which will make your mouth water and your cholesterol rise in an instant, are the real reasons why many people come to eat here after shopping for cheap goods on 25 de Março, just a few streets up. Tucked not so quietly between the restaurant stalls, there are hundreds of food vendors selling everything from provolone cheese to chorizo to garam masala spice to passers-by. And that's Sao Paulo for you. For anyone who loves food, art, and business with a Brazilian twist, this is the place for you. It's a place where you need to come with an open heart and mind and embrace it. And the city will make sure to give you that love right back. For Monocle, in Sao Paulo, I'm Sheena Rossiter.
And that's all for this week's edition of The Voyager. My thanks to Sheena Rossiter in Sao Paulo and Toby Hammond here in London. Next week on the programme, we're heading to Bangkok. Do join us then. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Until we board the Voyager again, happy travels.